You're listening to Daycare Overhaul, Doing Childcare Better, presented by Childcare BizHelp.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Daycare Overhaul.
Where we do childcare better. We're really excited today. We have a guest.
It is our first podcast guest.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh. And we're so glad. It is actually one of our employees here at Childcare BizHelp, Miss Maddie. She's our video producer. Hi, Maddie. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us.
It feels... Okay, I was going to tell you guys earlier when I was sitting down waiting for us to go, as I was setting up the cameras, it's weird behind here because it's such a different view from back there. So, like, I did acting when I was younger. So I was like, whoa, the lights. Oh my gosh.
She did acting. Justina did radio. Maddie did acting. I did nothing. I was in a bank doing numbers.
I just was going to say, I do know there was a time you were on TV.
Oh, there was. Oh, that's true.
So, the news, right?
No, more than one time.
The news. What was the other one?
My husband was on America's Got Talent.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to go on stage and Sharon Osbourne had to ask me how I felt when my husband went to Iraq for 15 months.
Whoa, who else was there? In like the group. All I can think of is like, isn't Howie?
David Hasselhoff was in there.
Oh, throwback.
Sharon Osbourne. Oh, it was Jerry Springer. He was the host.
No. That is old, though. It was,
yeah. Thank you. Thank you. It was old. Yeah, if you look at videos from when he was on the show, we look like babies compared to today. And it wasn't that long
your
ago.
Your hair. I remember I like watching that video and telling people that because they don't believe me. And then... well, bam, I show this photo and they're like, that's a really dated photo, like video. I mean, like, whoa. Holy
well, so cow. We all have some experience on behind the camera then.
Yeah.
I mean, radio. I think that's a little bit different.
Well, no, not really.
What?
Yeah.
But let's talk about today's topic.
Video.
Why do we have Maddie here? Yeah. We have Maddie here just to chat with us. No, we're going to talk about video today. So we're really excited about that.
Speaking of video, guess what's this Sunday?
Caroline, do you know?
Do you know what's Sunday?
I don't know what's on Sunday. We just had the Super Bowl. I know that. So that's done.
No. It's a whammy of another Sunday. Here we go.
It's Oscar Sunday.
Woo, woo, woo. Another celebration of video.
It's like the Super Bowl of rewards shows, essentially. Awards shows, reward shows, whatever. It's right? It's the last one. For, like, award season.
Yeah, because it was Grammys last time. This is actually probably the first time I've watched most of them. I don't watch award shows. Usually I'm like, oh, yeah, they happen. And I watch on YouTube the highlight reel.
So the Oscars is movies, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So, hence video. Because when we think video, Oscars, production.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Big time. Big budgets.
Well, in childcare, I mean, let's relate it to what we're talking about today. You know, Daycare Overhaul is on, you know, doing childcare better. Mm-hmm. And video is a big part of that.
Oh, it's huge. It's huge for businesses.
Well, and we don't have to take it to the extent of the Oscars. Like, we don't have to be a producer. Mm-hmm. And I think you're going to get into some of that today.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Should we, like, start?
We should.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right. This is weird having three people here.
No. I think I feel just being behind the camera.
Well, and if you're watching on YouTube, you can see our setup is a little bit different. So Caroline and I are across from each other and Maddie's like, I feel like she's at the head of the table. So we can be like, all eyes on her.
Right. And so now Nick, our other producer, he's back there doing everything on his own. So
good luck.
Thank you, Nick.
Just kidding. Just kidding.
But we wanted to start today by, you know, kind of looking at some myths of video, mm-hmm. I guess would be a good way to start. What do you think?
Yeah. Or like the basics.
Yeah.
Maybe of video. I kind of, when I was thinking, well, first when you asked me to come on the podcast, I thought, let's just start with the basics of what is video? Which most people might think like, that's such a dumb question to ask. Everyone knows what video is. But sometimes you just have to go back to the basics to understand just the complexity of what it is, because right. video marketing and just video in itself is so different. So first, when you come, when it comes to mind, like video, what do you think of? Like what comes to your head, or like platforms for video?
Well, when I think of video, first of all, I think of home videos, like back in the day when you did home videos.
Oh. And your giant, like, video camera.
Right.
Christmas and all that stuff.
Right. Like what is that, Christmas Vacation, when he gets stuck up in the attic and he's watching all those old hometown videos?
Wait. I haven't seen Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, sure. You mean National Lampoon's?
Yes,
National Lampoon's. I know of it. What? I haven't Chevy seen Chase? The entire movie.
Yes, Chevy Chase.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. So when I think video, I think, like, he gets stuck in his attic, mm-hmm. and he's by himself, and to pass the time, he watches, like, these old family videos. Mm-hmm. And so okay. that's what I always think of. But the other side of the coin, I think of child care centers spend a lot of money to get really good professional videos done. Mm-hmm. So I always think about like those two different extremes.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Justina? Tell me.
Well,
I feel like I'm interviewing you. Oh my gosh. Well, this is weird.
I think that, yes, you think of home movies, but you also think of now everything is digital. So you think of YouTube and mm-hmm. movies and like watching everything and having everything at like your hands whenever you want it. Mm-hmm. You can, I think somewhere, and this might not be the most accurate statistic, but I think I heard a couple years ago that if you would want to watch every video on YouTube, it would take like 74 years or something crazy. Like there's that many.
Wow.
Like there's that many videos on YouTube. Like you could never watch them all.
That is really funny. 74 years.
And that might not be accurate, but it's like, it's a lot.
I mean, kind of like going on to that too. Because we do have the two very different approaches. And like even adding on to your point, Justina, that there is so much out there online. I mean, we've got live streaming, like Twitch now, obviously not child care centers are going to be playing video games live. But just thinking of like how it's started from this like elite community focus, where mm-hmm. people would think either you had your home videos and the Oscars, mm-hmm. and that was it.
Right.
And now we're getting things like this. We got Snapchat. We got Twitter. You can put videos on your LinkedIn, even just on your website.
We do Facebook Live.
Facebook Live. Yeah.
Instagram TV or Instagram video stories.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, there's so much to keep up with.
Caroline likes Snapchat videos. She likes all the filters on them.
I do like Snapchat.
But like seeing, just adding on to that, seeing how, I mean, just because you brought up Snapchat right now. Snapchat didn't have that before. Right?
It didn't?
No.
The filters? No. That it was never like had a, that.
Oh.
Wasn't like one of the first filters, the rainbows coming out of your mouth? Like that was one of the very mm-hmm. first ones.
That was the very first one. I think.
Interesting.
Don't quote me on that. I feel uh-huh. like that was.
That was like the, if it wasn't the first one, it was the one everyone got really excited about.
Mm-hmm. So just seeing that and like kind of going on to my notes and stuff, like seeing where video started. So YouTube, 2005. You look at videos then, it is not at all what it is today.
Well, even just thinking 2005, you feel like that was either A, not very long ago, because, you know, I feel
15
like,
years ago.
But I feel like that was like yesterday, you know. But 2005, you're like, well, that's actually pretty current. YouTube is not that old. Mm-hmm. You know, in the grand scheme of things, it's a teenager.
So what were videos like back in 2005?
I actually was watching some in preparation for this. Like some YouTubers are going and looking at the first videos and seeing they look like more home video like. Mm. But now they're starting to look in a very dramatic sense Oscar like.
Mm-hmm.
So why is that? Well, because there are the tools now that are out there. Like there's no excuse for you not to be able to do higher quality videos. You know, you have that opportunity to learn and expand. And that's what people are doing. People are taking advantage of that and just doing some great stuff out there. Where now, like before, being a YouTuber wasn't a job. And now it is.
Mm, true.
Isn't that crazy?
I think what childcare centers need to realize is that, and it doesn't cost a lot of money mm-mm. now to produce that really good quality. And I think later on, we're going to get into some of that. But really anyone with a phone can make a really great video.
Mm-hmm. And before we kind of like go into like explaining maybe why it is important. I just wanted to kind of put another fun fact out there. According to, it's this hardware company, I think it's called Cisco. Is it called Cisco? Mm-hmm. Because I'm pretty sure it was Cisco. And I kept thinking of the grocery.
That's spelled differently.
Crisco?
Well, yeah. No.
That's also a thing. But no, Cisco is like a food service company that like delivers food. Is that what you were thinking about?
No, I was thinking of like the Sam's Club thing. Cisco.
Yeah, okay. It's the same thing we're thinking of, yes.
Okay. Well, what they they just did a recent study, I don't know, a couple of years ago, and they found out that about 1/3 of the time spent online is on watching videos. 1/3 of people's time that is on the internet is watching a video.
I think that's low.
Really?
I thought it would be more than that.
I mean,
like, what else?
Who hasn't gone down a YouTube rabbit hole and like 3 hours later you're like, I don't know where I started and how I got to this video.
That's me all the time.
I mean, it happens. Has that ever happened to you?
No, I haven't gotten stuck like that. But I'm a little older. I don't get like stuck down those rabbit holes. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, but kind of going back onto this though, like 1/3, like that's still a lot. And you thought it was going to be more. So like, take that like number as a business and run with it. You know that 1/3 of the time people are spending on videos. If you don't have a video, you're losing 1/3 of that type of group out there.
Hmm. Yeah.
That's really true. And people don't want to read.
No, they don't. As much as I started out studying English education, and people just don't want to read. As much as you really like tell yourself you're going to, they aren't going to. Especially if you like, just for marketing in itself, people tell you what? Keep it short and to the point. Still kind of the same process with videos, but it's easier to grab people's attention because you can have that flashy flash stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But with text, it's like, if you have like a paragraph, people are going to go back to like middle school days and be like, I don't read. No, like I'm not going to sit down and read 4 sentences when it takes what? Like 2 seconds of your time? But people don't do that.
Do you think, though, it's easier to produce an engaging video than it is to write engaging content?
Good question.
You know, I think the people that don't gravitate towards writing, it probably is easier for them to communicate that verbally or in a video than write something that someone's, like, really engaged in wanting to read more. Do you think that that's accurate?
I do. I think that I'm a writer.
Right.
Okay, so that's what I usually gravitate toward. But as I'm diving more into video, it's kind of fun to put your words into like these visual, fun kind of story frames of what you're trying to say versus it being written on paper.
Probably because, not to cut in, but it takes less words to tell your story on video because it's visual and you can see it.
Right. You actually have to like control yourself and be like, I got to cut back on some of my words because you can only, if you're using video and maybe you're doing some overlay of text or whatever, you have to be really specific about what you want to say.
Mm-hmm. So should we talk about maybe why? We keep telling people like do video, but maybe we should talk about just there are 3 overall reasons why video is important.
Definitely.
I'm gonna look down at my notes. If you're watching on YouTube, you're gonna see me look down. So number one, it's gonna increase brand credibility. So it's gonna bridge that gap between your customers and your brand, which everyone is trying to figure out how to bridge that gap. Video is an excellent resource, tool.
Both.
It's true. And actually, one of the common mistakes that people make is they don't necessarily brand their video.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing that we work on with our clients is it's one thing about putting a video out there, but it needs to align with your brand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have your logo, your colors. Like Justina just did this amazing, Justina's our unicorn of our company, did this amazing.
Unicorn dragon.
She's a lot of things. She did this amazing brand guide that really, it puts on paper everything about who Child Care Biz Help is. And a piece of that guide is how to communicate our brand on video.
And that's hard.
Super hard.
It is difficult. I'm not, and just a reminder, if I haven't said it, I probably haven't. Yeah, I understand, like, video is hard. It can be very complicated. And later on, I'm going to give you some tips on how to make that process easier. But to be honest, like, that was something that we kind of struggled as, like, a whole company, trying to understand, well, how do you communicate and show that brand on a screen?
Right.
You know, like, we kind of get the idea of, like, certain colors, but then we started, like, expanding it and thinking, like, well, what's our tone? Like, how are we going to communicate that? What's the difference between us selling a product and then working with a client? Like, so yeah, that I understand, like, that part can be hard, but you got to kind of work with your team to figure that out as all together.
Right. And really, would you say that it's easier to just start somewhere so you know where to go from there?
Yeah.
Before trying to figure everything out before you do it, to have everything perfect, just start and you'll figure it out as you go. You know, like, not like you're going to produce 10 videos and then figure it out, but you produce one and learn from that, and then you can produce another one and make the tweaks to that sort of thing, so that it might not start being super clear, but I think you'll navigate your way there eventually.
It makes me think of this Office quote that I just watched. But and it's this quote that, like, always resonates with me. It's a Jan quote. And she's talking to Pam, telling her about the New York trip, or her to, not New York trip, but, like, to get that education. And she's like, I have a job, like, I can't. And she turns to her and she says, there's always going to be a million reasons for you not to do something. And it's true. And I think that a lot of companies kind of sit back on videos and they don't do it because, yeah, it's hard and it's a difficult process, but there's going to be a million reasons. You got to start somewhere.
Well, fun fact, if you go back to when Childcare Biz Help first started, my earlier videos.
We were looking back at some of them.
Okay, they're hilarious. And thank you to producer Nick. He was there with me back at the start, helping me with some of my earlier videos. But if you look at where we were and how far we've come, you have to take baby steps. And but it is. Why video is important is that brand credibility is a really big piece of it.
Number two. It's going to differentiate you. So it's going to show that you're having fun. It showcases your environment. It shows your program and just in general, just, like, who you are.
Right. And if you're not doing video and your competition is, you are going to get passed over. People are not going to pay attention to you. You need, you know, right now we have enough enrollment. At least most centers have enough childcare enrollment. We don't have enough teachers. So are you using video to differentiate your childcare center from the competition as why they should come work for you? You know, and we always will need enrollment down the road if you maybe don't need it now. And so are you communicating what differentiates you with video for your center?
And then the last one that I want to resonate with everyone is this idea of that it creates trust. And trust leads to sales. Or, in other words, it could be profits, right? That's the leading thing. I didn't write this, like, the statistic down, but I was seeing that a lot of the times it's like around 60% of the people say they won't get a project or, like, purchase a product if they don't trust, like, the person that's selling it, you know?
It's so true, because you can get a written testimonial from a family or from a teacher, and it might have a certain bit of credibility with it. But man, you get a video testimonial or a video review from someone, you immediately believe the person on the other, you know, that's in that video.
And I think I mentioned this in an earlier podcast that people will believe something they see in video, like their best friend told them that. Like, so that validity, like you said, like, the validity. Oh, that's a hard word. Words are hard today. But the validness of it and the trustworthiness of it is super impactful. And I think that that's what you touched on, is that you don't have to know the person, but you trust them because you can see them.
Right. And I think we all know that video is important. But let's kind of dive in to give some real practical information to our listeners in terms of what kind of different types of videos are there? Because I think that's one of the obstacles that they face, is there's so many different types of videos that you could be producing, and there's so much different content that it can get overwhelming. So I think if we lay some ideas out there for our listeners, they might be able to better kind of come up with a plan.
Yeah. Okay, so I think the first one is, let's talk about interview or like question and answers, right? So I think that's just an easy way to get information out to your crowd, your audience.
Right.
It's the easiest way for you to highlight your leaders too. Like there's something about that if someone asks you, hey, I want to sit down for an interview right now and talk about something, mm-hmm. it just makes you feel important. And it just gives that focus. So it's really good for promoting some good culture, like we were just talking about.
I love that idea. Imagine sitting with your center director and having an interview with them and recording it. Mm-hmm. And so basically you're asking questions like, you know, what do you value most at your childcare center? Or what kind of leader are you? How do you manage? You know, depending on what that video's who that target market is, who you're trying to reach, mm-hmm. Sitting there and just having a valid, you know, interview with them. Mm-hmm. I think that's a really cool way to use video. I don't see centers out there doing that very much.
Mm-mm. And another thing too, is that as soon as you have that video of that one person or a group, they can share that. They already have that close-knit audience right there. It could be friends or family mm-hmm. that they're going to watch it regardless. And then they'll share it.
They'll like it, engage, and share.
Exactly, right? So, like, that's just immediately, instead of just putting a video out there and hoping people are going to watch, that's just one easy way for you just to build some of that audience, like, viewership right there.
Right. Imagine if you sat and you interviewed one of your teachers, too. I just love that idea.
How about interviewing the kids?
Oh my Aww. Goodness.
Because we all just did it. Oh, that would be so cute. Cause who wouldn't want to like sit down a little 4-year-old and ask them questions? And they're going to, mm-hmm. you know, if you say, why do you like coming to the center? Mm-hmm. And it might be like, I like my teacher or because I get to go outside and play in the playground. Mm-hmm. But
people love kids.
And kids are just authentic and they're real and they're funny. Mm-hmm. And right. So
kids and puppies.
Kids and puppies, right?
So I mean, it's a little bit harder to interview a dog, but
can you bring in puppies with the kids when you interview them? That is the question.
I'm thinking probably not because puppies will distract the kids.
True that.
But if you can get that approved with the parent, like, why not?
Hey, we had baby piglets, remember?
Mm-hmm.
They came into our center. That was so cute, you know.
You had baby piglets?
Oh, my goodness. So cute.
Like a couple of, I mean.
A couple little baby piglets. They were running around. Yeah, one of the gals that worked for us, I think her family owned a farm. And so she brought them in one day.
It's a dream of mine. It's a dream.
We had, fun fact, we had to be careful that they didn't get sunburned, which I did not know pigs could do, but it was sunny, so we had to be careful that they weren't in the sun too long.
Yeah, we had to be in the shade. All right, sidebar.
So it's going to happen a lot with me on here. Okay, number two.
See, words are really hard today. I'm glad I'm not the only one.
This is what happens when you're on this side of the camera. It is not so easy.
Jeez. Okay. Behind the scenes. So that's a great way to highlight your company's culture and build some connection and trust because people love to see what they can't see. You know? Like...
The good, the bad, the ugly.
It could be the good and the bad and the ugly, but like it just feels more real. You know, like at one point, yeah, they can show you all the best stuff, but if they just see how things are really behind the scenes, like it's more interesting, you know, it's not the typical stuff. If you go to a classroom, you think, yep, that's the classroom. But do they know that, you know, kids have to eat? They might know that they're eating something like, oh, like Jimmy, did you eat a ham sandwich? Oh, that's so cool. But maybe highlight something behind the scenes of the staff making it. And then you find out that, oh, we use like local bread or something, you know?
I love that idea. I think the whole food process mm-hmm. has become a differentiator for a lot of childcare centers, mm-hmm. you know, the whole nutrition program. And so being able to do that behind the scenes with the chef or whoever you have in your kitchen, mm-hmm. or even if it's your teaching staff, if you're making healthy snacks, whatever it is, like that's a really fun experience, that kind of behind the scenes, that would be a really fun type of experience to put out there. The other thing I was thinking of is from a staffing perspective, you know, maybe you could actually record what's going on in the break room one day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you've got your teachers laughing and just having a good time and you mm-hmm. put that on your career page,
mm-hmm.
you know, so using that behind the scenes type of activity for that to help hire.
And even also, some people maybe might get cautious about that because, you know, not everyone's okay with being on video, but sometimes it's, you could, I don't know how to word this, but like not have volume in it, which are still fine because most people, if you put it on social media, sound isn't automatically going to be on. So that's fine. You know, little montage of people laughing. The next one is live videos. Now, this is kind of more popular.
Scary.
It's okay. Yeah. It's scary. It can be scary. But it is I would say, more of a new idea. It kind of bridges that gap before when we were talking about how it's not necessarily always the elite group. You know, a lot of people think live, they think news. Well, now you have that opportunity where you can go on Facebook Live or Instagram Live. And that's a way for you to kind of be more transparent with your audience, that there's not any editing that's involved in it. It could be just a simple, sweet little announcement of something there. But that's an idea.
Yeah, we used to go live at our center, remember?
Yes. I remember one time we had fire extinguisher training. Now, if you've never done that with your staff, first of all, you should, because it's really great information to know. And then everyone knows how to put out a fire. But we were like, I was like, we should go live. Like, this would be really cool. It'll show our parents that we're really, this is important to us, and it'll just be a really fun thing. And so we went live and took video of our staff putting out fires, real fires, and it was really cool.
Yeah, we also did, when we had some really fun classroom experiments, we would go live. And I know some people, you know, everyone has their view on whether you should be including your children, you know, on social media or video or whatever. And that's something that you need to work out. We had our parents sign authorization, so we were fine with it. The parents agreed. And so, you know, including the kids and the experiments, because you're able to watch their faces. You know, when they're, you know, something explodes or, you know, pours over, and it's just, it's a really good time. But going live, it's scary because it's unpredictable, right? You don't know if a kid's going to pick his nose.
Especially when you're working with kids. I was just going to say that. You don't know what kind of, what you're going to get. But I think going off the experience one time, the Elf on the Shelf arrived.
And we
made a big deal of it. Our director at the time, like, I was in the classroom already with the live video, and she kind of like ran in and was like, you'll never guess what just got delivered. And it was like a whole big to do. And so the kids got really excited. They were on the carpet and they opened the gift that came, and the teacher had, there was a letter in there from the Elf on the Shelf. And so she read it to the kids, and they were really excited. And so that was a really fun time that we went live, and everyone loves that kind of stuff.
Oh, this is something I brought up to you last time. And you too. Yeah, you were there. Another, man, I should have wrote this down for like source-wise, but there was a principal out there that now this is more of a school district, but this school district had a very low literacy rate. And the principal took it on her behalf at around bedtime to read a kid's story live. And surprisingly, now I don't know what the numbers are, but the rate went up. And because not every kid has that opportunity either to have the family member to read something to them or have the resources to do that. And it was so interesting because then the next day, parents and kids would come up and be like, oh, I loved the story last night. And like, I mean, come on, that's pretty awesome. It right?
is. Well, I love that idea of reading stories to your kids. And another idea is, you know, having a closed Facebook group even with your families and then going live at night, maybe once a month, and you're doing, you know, a live conversation with your families, just giving them updates about what goes on at your childcare center is just kind of another way I was thinking that you could do live video. But yeah, live video is scary, like super scary.
Oh yeah.
But it does pay off. And I think Facebook specifically, I know for a fact, has algorithms like crazy, you know, those unknown algorithms behind the scenes working that when you do live video, I think it pushes you into the feed more. And don't quote me on that, but I think if you were to do a little research, if you go live on Facebook, you're going to get a little more impressions.
The live also pops up on the top. mm-hmm. right? As like a story. So it's the if you're on your phone, that's the first thing you see.
And if you happen to be on Facebook at the time, it'll. I've got notifications that says so and so just went live. Do you want to watch them? Mm-hmm. And then you can ask to get notified every time from there on out they go live. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a cool feature too.
Super cool. That's a whole nother reason to go live.
Next one. So we can keep going with this. Promotions and deals. I always consider this one the best way for you to really become creative. You know, have some fun out of the box because it's not necessarily a sit-down interview. I mean, you don't even have to be on camera. You know, if you have someone who's really good at graphics or you just want to experiment with that, like, that's a great way for you to really play with.
Well, I think at the end of this, we're going to give some tools that you can use because mm-hmm. I'm not really good at that stuff. And I've got mm-hmm. tools now that I can go in and I can do promos
yeah.
by myself. Mm-hmm. It takes me like 5 minutes, mm-hmm. which is super cool. Mm-hmm. And then I turn it over to you and you do like all these professional things for me.
I try. It's like I have to work here. Oh, jeez.
But promos are a really great, simple way to do video. And like you said, you don't have to be the one on camera. It can be graphics that you're putting to video. Mm-hmm. And, you know, say a special that you have for the month or, you know, if you are hiring teachers, you know, use that as a promo. If you have a referral program. Mm-hmm. So that kind of promo is a really great, simple video.
And that's a great way also. Now, I know we're kind of focusing more on like the social media aspect of video, but I'm going to keep going with it because mm-hmm. if you think about it, like that's a great way to have some eye-catching like artwork. Something that isn't like a picture of someone that if you can get like a GIF or JIF or however people say that.
A GIF.
Like the biggest debate of all time, is it GIF or JIF?
Yeah. If you can get that out there and have something pop up, like that's going to like stop people. And like if you're really looking for some parents and some teachers, you got them right there.
Right. And you can even translate that into your website. So yeah. even the header slider on the homepage, you know, creating video for that so that maybe one of the slider images that come across is video and it's a promotion that you have going on. Mm-hmm. So there's, yeah, you can take that video concept with promos and put that on your website too.
Mm-hmm. And I think, I don't know which one of you said it, but you make a good point that you don't have to always have a person on the video. You yep. can have some fun with either, and we're going to talk about this later, stock video footage or video of like essentially what they would call B-roll. So not the main focus of the video. So it doesn't always have to be a person looking, talking to the camera. It can be, you know, just voiceover.
The next one is called user-generated content. User-generated content. Now, this was something originally I wasn't super familiar with, but then when you kind of break it down, it's very simple. This one can feel like if you're making a lot of videos and it just feels like it's really time consuming, this is a great way to involve the audience in your video. So it can highlight the idea of a kid. Maybe it's a kid's talking about their drawing that they did and explaining that this is a cat, like talking about some knight and like a princess or a prince or whatever. And that's just a great way to put the video, like an additional type of video out there. You know, it could be maybe you highlight a parent who's been pretty awesome, maybe helping out in your center.
Or if they have a talent or profession that's going to help the rest of our families. Mm-hmm. So they might be a physician and they might have a solution to allergies. I'm just being kind of off the wall here. But if they did a quick little video of, you know, things that you can do to help prevent that or whatever it is. Mm-hmm.
And it kind of goes into the next point of like contests. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you can get the hardest part about video is getting that like feedback back from your audience, either that's views or liking something or commenting on it. That's a great way to incorporate like, what's the right word?
Engagement.
Engagement. Yeah. Engagement. Good job.
Well, you know, I've watched centers that they have contests. So like if you give them a review during the course of the month, so anyone that gives a review during the month, they're going to give a gift card to. Well, instead of just, you know, giving that gift card away in secrecy, they do like this whole like live reveal on video of the name that they're going to draw and then, you know, getting excited about it. I've seen that before. And I think that's a really fun way to not only use video, get engagement, but then there's an added benefit. Now I want to give a review because I want to be one of the names that you draw. Mm-hmm. And maybe I wouldn't have known that you were doing that if I just, you know, had that program internally and didn't do a video about it. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely a fun giveaway contest.
Mm-hmm. The other one is any type of like announcement or anything big happening in your center.
There's never anything big in Child.
But, I mean, if you, instead of having a flyer out, maybe someone talking about what's on the flyer in the video, like, you could incorporate, now that could be incorporated either in a live video or an edited video, but, like, that's just, like, a general category. Like, if you have something big, why don't you just go on camera?
Right. Don't just put a flyer out there. Don't just put something in your child's cubby mm-hmm. and expect that family, you know, communication is always... Mm-hmm. You know, when you survey your families, you are never going to get complete satisfaction on how you communicate. They will always say that you're not communicating enough. And so, great point. Why not put a flyer out there, but then also do a video? Get people really excited about it. You know, if you're going to have parent-teacher conferences, have your teachers do some video to promote the parent-teacher conference. Like I'm, you know, if I'm the head of the toddler, the lead teacher of the toddler room, and I want 100% participation from my families to come to parent-teacher conference, do a video. That's such a great idea.
And love it's it. Like, it's kind of simple too. Maybe I'm not on your end of making the video, but like the parent can just sit and just process the information. You know, if you have something in front of you, going back to the reading thing, like things can get miscommunicated and you can't always remember stuff that you read too. Now video is a great way, you know, it feels like you're talking to someone right there. If someone's like, hey, we have a parent teacher conference, then you kind of feel more obligated because the person's right there versus being like, oh, there's the piece of paper
that gets like thrown in the car underneath the seat and gets found crumpled up, you know, who knows how long later,
or it's in the child's backpack for like a year.
That was me as a kid.
I remember, I think it was last year when we had in Wisconsin, it gets bitterly cold. And so I think it was somewhere in, I don't know if it was the Midwest or whatever, that there was school canceled for a significant amount of time. And the principal made videos singing songs about the school being closed.
Oh my goodness.
It went viral because I watched them and it was not in Wisconsin, I'm quite sure. Do you remember? Does anyone remember seeing that list? And it was a principal, and maybe he was a superintendent, I'm not sure. But every time they were closing, he would make a video, change the words to a popular song, and like sing the song on video telling the kids that there was no school. I mean.
Or there was the one that was up in like Hayward where it was the, it's illegal to throw snowballs. And then like the mayor went on camera talking about that. And they were like the police officers were having like snowball fights and stuff. Like, that was a great way for him to, like, clear up all the drama. Because it went on the news, the national news. And so he took that opportunity and made a video for their city Facebook page. And it got so many views because that was the latest thing that everyone was watching. And, like, it just was funny. Okay, the next one, just to be brief on it, is the events. So the idea of FOMO. Do we all know what FOMO?
I do not know what
that is. What does it stand for?
Fear of missing out.
Fear of missing
FOMO.
Out.
FOMO. People suffer from...
I always want to be included.
So you suffer from FOMO.
I do.
You don't want to miss out.
I don't want to miss out.
Mm-hmm. And video is a great way to make sure. Because like people don't want to miss out, you know? So maybe make that Facebook Live event. You know, if you're having a little party or like some bigger thing than usual, kind of adding on to like an event, like broadcast that.
Right. Think of St. Patrick's Day is coming up. So a lot of childcare centers do, you know, what did we do with the leprechaun?
We did a leprechaun hunt.
Right. So if you have something coming up, do a little video mm-hmm. to announce that event. That's really fun. Or an after event.
Like a highlight reel.
Or a highlight reel. Mm-hmm. That's really fun, too.
Now, the last one, to wrap all the information that I'm spitting out at everyone. Now, this one's the most tricky one, but it's anything that's trending or breaking news.
Hmm.
Now, immediately in my head, and this is going to unfortunately turn to like a sad type of topic, but school security is a thing. Mm-hmm. So anything involving, you know, the unfortunate school shootings. But if something dramatic or something very unfortunate happens that can concern a parent, maybe highlight how your school has that those security features. Because if that's in their head, if they're thinking something on TV, that something big like that happened, maybe they're thinking, what about my kid?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you have those special features, highlight that. And be like, we understand that there are some, you know, unfortunate stuff happening. And it can be tricky talking about it. But just highlighting how you have.
Right, to comfort them.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, we all put these disaster plans in place. We're required to. You know, let's tap in into letting our families know that, hey, we actually follow our disaster plan. We train on it. Mm-hmm. We know how to react to those types of situations.
Mm-hmm.
But you bring up a really good point. Being prepared to handle the communication after some kind of event happens. And so using video is a critical piece to being able to do that.
And to be honest, like if you want it to be the most fast, make it that live video.
Mm-hmm.
You know, plan what you're going to say and then just have that out right away. But better to be prepared for that than having a parent coming to you super concerned or hysterical, you know?
Right, right. No, so that's a lot of information on how to use video. But I think we've done a really great job explaining, you know, video isn't just putting video out there saying this is what we do in our classroom. There's so many other ways to use video. And you can bring humor into it. You can be serious. It can be educational. So, you know, use video in all those different ways, for sure, for sure.
So kind of to eventually, like to wrap up, to eventually wrap up, to wrap up.
Eventually, here. Okay, people, our user, our audience are like, eventually wrap up.
Yeah.
How long is today going to be?
They have all these different videos. And now I was thinking like, all right, well, now I want to give them that tools. Because like, if they think, okay, yeah, I get it, I can do. I keep saying live video because it's fresh in my head. But yeah, I get it. Now what? I just want to tell the audience, the viewers out there, that you have the power in your hands. Oh, man. And I love that little quote. Because a lot of people think that old view that it has to be this elite group, that you need to have the fancy, most expensive camera out there. I got to spend, or $200-$300 on a camera. When, like, if you are watching, guess what I'm pulling out right now? What do I pull out, folks?
Cell phone.
Oh, my goodness. So I know on my iPhone, now I'm going to go on here. On your iPhone, most people don't know it, but you, and probably on your other, like, Android devices, you got to look it up. But you can change the quality of your videos.
Really?
That's how I started making videos on my phone. There's a lot of people out there. Companies that are highlighting how great these cameras are now. iPhone just did an ad on TV, a commercial that, like, it was like a snowball fight, all shot on an iPhone. Selena Gomez did a music video using iPhones.
I just got a new iPhone. I just have to say this. It's got three cameras on it.
Well, and I think now some camera video quality is better than digital cameras.
Some of them are, yeah.
You know, so why not just use a phone? It's right there. Most people have one.
Mm-hmm.
Just use it to record.
Mm-hmm. So if you are an Apple user, I'm going to tell you right away what it is. And Android, I'm unfortunate. I don't have an Android, but it's somewhere out there. You just got to do a good little Google search. But if you go in settings, camera, and then it'll say record video in 1080p. Like, you'll see if you change that between the two cameras, like, it's like a dramatic difference.
My mind is blown.
Hold on, is your mind blown right now?
I didn't know this. I'm so excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whoa, watch out for childcare biz help people because new videos are coming.
I do want to say more often than that, you want to hold your phone sideways when you're recording the
video. Oh, please, please do that.
Say that again.
Hold your phone sideways. So turn it horizontally. So it's, if you're watching, you know, I'm going like this. But you want it to be sideways. You don't want to hold your phone straight up.
Mm-hmm. And that can be hard sometimes to remember. But I mean, most people watching videos are more friendly than, like, they're more forgiving of that because usually they're scrolling with the mm-hmm. good old thumb. They're scrolling through and seeing that video. Now, another thing, if you don't want to use, if you don't have a smartphone, I'm not going to assume everyone has that. But if you have access to a web camera, either on your laptop or not, that's a great way to have a sit down interview because it's right there. Your computer, you're typing away and it's right there.
Exactly.
Audio microphones are so much cheaper than you think. And mm-hmm. it's so cool. This, I'm pretty sure this one that we have is like $20.
I think it was like 19 something.
And you're referring to a lavalier mic.
For those that are not watching.
It's one that you just clip on your, mm-hmm. it's what the news broadcasters use.
Yeah. And like the ones that you are using are a little bit more expensive, but like that's, you know, you can use some softwares that are out there like Audacity. If you want to get really fancy with some of your audio and make it better, it's free. And there's so many tutorials on YouTube. Like go on, type in something, how to make your audio better. And someone has something out there and it's free. It's a free software. Like use those tools out there.
I'm gonna just play devil's advocate. If you're using your iPhone, do you need to have a microphone too? Or is the microphone on your camera, on your phone good enough?
Either or. There are ways to include like a microphone onto your phone. I have seen that. Cell phone audio usually is okay. I mean, like I said, they're more forgiving. It's better to have something than nothing.
Well, something you trained me on, was it last week? Is the, what is it? The lights that you can attach to your phone
to make the ring light.
Mm-hmm. So you can put a ring light, you can buy that where it attaches to your cell phone and it makes you look like a filter. Mm-hmm. It like puts an auto filter on you. Mm-hmm. So like really there's no excuse to not do video from your phone.
And not only that, audio too. When we were at our center, we did radio for some marketing and I recorded the radio commercials on my phone.
Mm-hmm. Hidden in a closet.
In a closet because we want to have, you know, some sound dampening mm-hmm. things, but that was on the radio, so it was good enough quality that I could just send it to the producers to have them, you know, mix it up a little bit. But I recorded audio for a commercial and on my phone.
Sorry to interrupt.
That's all right. I forgive you.
Going back to when I was referencing still on the audio aspect, but it relates to video too. I mentioned Audacity. That's a free tool out there. Your phone. There are apps either that are already provided for you or ones that you can download that'll help cut videos apart or edit the audio.
Whoa.
That are free to use. Like, I'm not telling you guys to go spend like all this money. Like, please don't. I am like the queen. Every time Caroline's like, oh, I want to go get something. I'm like, let's look for the best option that is cheap. But like, there are people are out there that are like, hey, we get it. Like, that is how these videos that you see online are getting so much better is because they're realizing that there are some great resources out there.
Well, I think for future blogs, our audience would probably love to see videos from Maddie on how to do certain things.
Sure.
I foresee a future several blogs from Maddie on this very topic.
I'll take that hint and put that in my schedule.
And if you really want Maddie to help you, email us and give us specific questions that you have in regards to how to do this.
Yeah, I love helping.
Or I just thought of this. We'll do an Ask Maddie podcast if there's enough questions, if specific questions that we can just have her answer them on a podcast.
Love it.
Because it can be intimidating. The editing part, if you wanted to not just do like one straight video, it can be scary. Like, you know, is it still Windows Movie Maker, right?
I don't know. We were talking about that. I don't think it is, but I do. That takes me back.
Uh-huh. Or like iMovie, like that stuff can be scary, but like I'm here to help if you want some help, but there are YouTube videos out there.
Yeah, YouTube tells you everything. You can YouTube
anything.
Yeah, sorry.
Jinx.
But wait. Oh, what? I've got tools that I use.
Oh, yeah.
So I am a non-video person in terms of my capabilities. Really? But I use... Thanks, Maddie.
I got a job here. It's okay.
So I use promo.com. Mm-hmm. Promo.com. And promo, what's really cool about, one, it's cheap. And two, it's got all these like templates already in it. Mm-hmm. And you can literally do videos in 5 minutes.
Yeah, isn't it like $12 or something?
It's super cheap. And then Canva, I believe Canva also has like some little splash.
They have animations.
Animated
now.
Type of stuff, but kind of a smaller version of video. But definitely that's, you know, those are some of the tools that I use.
Now let's wrap it up.
Right. All right.
But I just want to give a bunch of advice that's not specifically like it is video, but like tools or like just tips, overall tips to help you get started. Right. My first one is when you are making your videos, we always talk about in this company value. Mm-hmm. Right. The number one is you want to make this video valuable for your audience. Are you going to educate them? Are you going to entertain them or are you going to inspire them? Figure out where your video fits in that. The second one is you want to grab their attention. That first couple seconds, yeah, literally you want to like, you want their attention. And that first couple seconds it are the most crucial, you know?
Justina did a blog on that.
I did, but I would say in video it's a little bit different. You have less time. So
whoa.
You have the 3 blog, seconds.
The blog that we talked about was 8 seconds, but in video it's even less.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Keep it short. Short videos on social media specifically do best, like 2 to 3 minutes. I mean, some platforms don't allow certain amount of times.
Right.
But keep it short and to the point. Try new things or a new view or just be more creative. Some places I saw they did like a drone thing about the camp, like of their center.
We
right?
did that. We had a event.
Was that grand opening?
A grand opening for our second location. We had access to a drone. And what did we record it with? A phone. Cause you put the phone in the drone. Haha, poet. And
I was snorting.
And we just did like a bird's eye view of, and I'm quite sure it was a live drone video mm-hmm. of the whole party.
It was, and then it came crashing down, remember? So the, like the ending of the drone video was like really cool. No, but I love the whole drone footage. Mm-hmm. When you, when we do our another U retreat this year for our another U clients, you know, where they come out and strategize with us, we should do some drone footage.
I think I said that last year.
I know, then, we never did it.
No, we didn't, but.
But like, you could do something fun, like, what's the latest filter right now that's going on? I mean, that's more of a, not a, like, an actual question that I'm putting out there. But I'm saying, like, if there's, like, a filter that everyone is using right now, like, right now, Instagram, it's, like, those, like, the mm-hmm. type of...
What Disney character are you?
What Disney
like,
character
what,
are you?
What
type of yam vegetable? Like, what are you?
What type of Instagram mom are you? Mm-hmm. And there's all these different Instagram moms. Yeah, I've seen those.
Like, it sounds dumb for you. You're like, how does this relate to my childcare center? But, like, if it's to, like, entertain, just to show that you're having fun in your center, mm-hmm. like, people want to watch that. Mm-hmm. They don't necessarily want you always to be, like, selling you something. Like, have that, like, have a chance for you to take off your professional heels mm-hmm. and, like, have some fun. Be fair to yourself. Please fail.
Fail forward.
Literally, I am telling you to fail. Like, that is how you learn. You learn from others. You learn right. from your mistakes. And, like, if the audio wasn't great or something in a video, don't beat yourself up about it. Like, that's okay.
Just keep trying.
Like, still put it out there. Don't completely scrap it. Some people are like, nope, gotta start from scratch. It's not perfect. I mean, I'm a perfectionist, and I get that.
But I've had clients, sorry.
It's okay. Go ahead.
I've had clients that are trying to record a video in order to get new employees. And
they'll honestly record themselves like 50 times, mm-hmm. 50, and just looking for like the best clip. Just mm-hmm. go with it. You don't have to be perfect.
Yeah.
Right?
I was going to say two things. Number one, a blooper reel might almost be better than the actual, mm-hmm. I mean, they're really funny. And number two, I think Maddie was saying, I don't know the exact words, you're going to have to fix me, but as long as the quality of the content is good, mm-hmm. the quality of the equipment doesn't matter. Is that yeah. what you were saying?
Basically, that yeah.
just you don't have to have the best, as long as what you're providing is good and valuable content. Mm-hmm. Everything else kind of works itself out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I wrote lists, aka organized. So if you are starting and you have a lot going on, sit with your team and maybe talk about, brainstorm some video ideas. You know, like, it's better to have a backlog of everything. Like, we have like, what, 50 type of right. videos right now on our backlog. Have that as like a backup and be organized with it. No. Okay. Like, keep yourself accountable. If you're going to upload on Thursday, you are going to upload on Thursday. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Right. We came up with a whole schedule on how our team, a calendar, a schedule, who's accountable for what. Mm-hmm. And so we're working out the bugs of that, but mm-hmm. it's really beneficial to already know what topics you're going to be doing, when you're going to be doing them, mm-hmm. that type of thing. So organized, yes, mm-hmm. highly recommend that.
I would also add, you know, if you're sitting down with a team, maybe reach out to some of those lead teachers and see if anyone, if you're not confident in being able to do it, you don't know if your team, somebody in your team might be able to help you or give you some sort of training, even just to get the basics, or they may be able to edit it for you if you're not very confident.
So true.
You know, see what kind of resources you have in your building.
Right.
And then my last advice is just be aware on what you are putting on screen. Just because a picture is worth 1,000 words, like that good old saying.
Or maybe like 1,000,000 now.
Yeah, now. Yeah, 1,000,000,000, 1,000,000,000, like holy cow. Be smart. Be smart. Like we mentioned the kids thing. Mm-hmm. If it's not approved, don't do it. Like you could get in some trouble for mm-hmm. it, you know? And like that goes back to the idea of like being organized, you know? Like, although we're telling you, like, just start somewhere, like, have an action plan with that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Be smart of how you, because it can be really overwhelming when you're just starting and you're trying to do all different, like, if you're just a one-man show and you're trying to do all this stuff, like, all right, have an action plan. How's this going to look? You know, what's this next hour of my day going to be?
Right. We put a lot of thought into our video. It takes a lot of, you know, a lot of planning, a lot of work, mm-hmm. Just, you know, being organized and in that planning, being aware of what you're going to be putting out there is these are all really great tips. Oh, I've got a couple more. Can I add a couple?
No.
Please.
Sure, go ahead.
All right. So just experiences with clients and just kind of sharing some things that some of our clients are doing that maybe, you know, you could use in your childcare center mm-hmm. in terms of video. So we've done where we send a video from like the center director or the owner that says, why come work for me? And then when someone comes and wants to, when they apply for a job and they look like a really viable candidate, text them that video of you. Just saying, you know, I'm really excited to meet you. Here's, you know, a little bit about our company. Now imagine if you're a candidate and you get a personal video from the center owner or center director. Don't you think you'd be more apt to show up for your interview? And I know that for a fact because we do recruiting and we're having a really hard time for recruiting for some people. So we have to think of different ways to kind of differentiate ourselves, like mm-hmm. you said. And so think of different ways that you can use video in your application recruitment process. The other thing is same with enrollment. You know, is there a video that you can send to families that sign up for a tour? So if I go in, I sign up for a tour at your center, and then all of a sudden I get a video in my email or a text video. How cool is that? You know, I'm looking forward to seeing you at our tour. You know, whatever you can do to differentiate yourself again. Another thing that we like to encourage is if you're a center director, communication with your staff is so hard. And every Monday morning, why don't you just send a little video of yourself giving some motivation and encouragement to your team? you know, rather than having to necessarily walk around the center like we should be doing anyways. But what if everyone got a text video from you in the morning or a Slack of a video saying, you know, this week's going to be a great week, you know, rah-rah Cocoa Puffs. Here's, you know, some things that are going to be happening this week. I'd rather watch a video than read an email or read a text.
And those don't have to be perfect. You don't need to do 75 takes. Do one take. If you fumble through words, who cares?
Yeah, who cares? The other is training. So are there things that you can do to video versus written? You know, think of, we used to have to turn, we used to have to turn the lights, you know, in the change of season. So the outside lights of the facility, we had to go like behind the building and figure out this weird thermostat. And because you only did it twice a year, when it was time to do it, you're like, I don't remember how to do it. Well, 2020 hindsight, back then video wasn't really a big thing. But today what I would do is I would videotape myself doing it so that, you know, 6 months from now, when I forget how to do it, I can just quickly watch the video. So what kind of ways can you incorporate video into your training program? And then, you know, and the most simplest form is just videos and testimonials of your team and of your families. Mm-hmm. And so I just wanted to add those little snippets in there for us today.
Seriously, those are really good.
Thank you.
Gold star.
Gold star. But Maddie, you have been a rock star. Childcare Biz Help is so lucky and blessed to have you on our team and to be able to help us, you know, put professional videos, podcasts like this forward. And thank you, Nick. Again, you don't have to necessarily hire a Maddie at your childcare center.
Well, you can't have her.
You can't have her.
You can't have me.
She's ours.
Right. But you can use your phone. You can do certain things. And, you know, don't be afraid. I think that's really what you're trying to get across. Mm-hmm. You know, fail forward, give it a try, do what you can, and go out there and produce some great videos.
Do we have a challenge today? We need a challenge.
She did write one down. Okay, our overhaul challenge for this week. Make it your goal to create and post at least one video. Just one.
This week.
This week.
Or like within a week.
Within a week.
If you have an email out there that you're going to send out to your group, make it a video.
Make it a video.
That's your script right there. Perfect.
Perfect.
You don't have to like change. You don't have to sit down and start from scratch. Like, and then that might throw people off if you don't typically do videos. And we'll see what happens from there.
And we'd love to see it. So, you know, comment. We'd love to hear, again, any topics or feature or podcasts that you would like. So email us at info@childcarebizhelp.com.
I was like, is she going to say the thing or should I say the thing? I would say follow us on social, Child Care Biz Help.
And if you have an overhaul win, we'd love to hear it. So post it on social, #overhaulwin, or send it to us in an email.
Or a video.
Or a video.
Heyo.
Oh. Video. Bye, everyone.
We'll talk to you guys next time.
See you in a week.
Bye.